other day I was reading this shit. Saying it was talking about how white people.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up. No gangs be throwed up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling there.
Boom. All right. What's happening? The Serve Box. H-E-R-B. BOXX.com hitting you back one time again. Man, this is beautiful. Running off into the summer. And so we're doing like this. L's over here eating a little bit, so don't mind him. A little snack, nutrients, and whatnot. And that's what we're here to do, get some nutrients to your brain. As a matter of fact, I want to say, what's up? I should say congratulations to Nevada. July the 1st, countdown is on. You all will be able to sell, distribute, intake, buy, sell recreational marijuana. Y'all give it up for that. Nevada, man. Just as soon as July the 1st, they are... licenses will be distributed. So they got it moved up from January the 1st to July the 1st. I don't know if there will be sales, but I know licenses. So, hey, to the desert, out there in the desert, man, that's what's up. Hey, y'all be careful out there, man, you know. Let me tell you something. You know, Colorado, I had to learn the hard way. You got to drink a lot of water in Colorado because of the, you know, sea levels and all that stuff. Hey, out there in the desert, all I'm going to tell you is, hey, it's hot. I wouldn't want to be too high and not drinking any water. Not, you know, but hey, at nighttime, it's nice and cool. So, I don't know. Get by a nice pool and chill out. Chill. You know what I'm saying? Now, shoot, man, last time we talked about, you know, L, I want to touch on some things, and we're going to talk about, man, being a caregiver. And what I mean by being a caregiver is sometimes, you know, cannabis is one that you know, sit down, smoke with somebody, have a nice conversation, you know, really any differences you have, bring it to the table or whatnot. But not only that, it can be a healing, you know what I'm saying, herb. So being it can be a healing herb, you see yourself as a caregiver. So if you have anybody, any elderly that is, you know, family or neighbors or your old babysitter that used to keep you, whatever the case may be, you know, get them some lotion, man. Or if you're growing a little something, make something, you know, some type of thing out of some coconut oil or some butter. Make them some edibles because they're getting older. So it's about you being a caregiver and looking out. So we're going to hit on some things, ways that you can be a caregiver. Going to shoot you some recipes right now. Little actual and factual things about seniors and dealing with memory. So we're just going to focus on, you know, looking out for your people, you know, whether it be a good friend of yours that's going through cancer or any type of other ailment or even elderly. So, you know, be that part. Do your part. Step up, man, and be about that. So that's what we're going to focus on, man, is having a healing hand, helping their brethren. All right, that's what it's all about, man. So we're going to get some pro tips as well, you know, some things that you can be doing in your garden. If you're not gardening, I advise you, man, to do some type of gardening, whether it be, you know, peppers, tomatoes, squash, strawberries. I just gave away some of my chili peppers. I gave a whole, you know, I have them in like fabric pots. So I just, you know, I just shot, you know, it was just about sprouting up. I was like, ah, man, I never grew anything. I just gave it to him, gave some man, take care of it. Water it, this is what you do. This is some, you know, and, you know, take it's stuff. Hey man, it's something when you're growing something every day and you watch it grow, it's a beautiful thing. So we'll do some growing tips and whatnot. And L, what's happening with you on your end?
Man, we're making the pocket make moves, man. Just trying to keep it moving for 2017, going up, not down, forward, not backwards.
Mm. So you're trying to stay on the good foot. Is that what you're trying to say?
Trying to stay on the good foot, man.
That's all it is. You been watching any of the playoffs?
I actually have, man. My team is Golden State. I'm going for Golden State and Cleveland in the final. But San Antonio and the Rockets are in a tied series right now, I believe, 2-2. But I think San Antonio is going to come out on top. I think the score of the Golden State's game earlier was like, end of the first quarter, is like 40-17, 39-17, something like that.
I mean, I watched the Cavaliers, and they just swept through Toronto. I just swept through both of them teams, man, like Indiana and Toronto. Like they wasn't even there.
Yeah.
I was like, golly, man. So
took them out, yeah.
Took them out with I no doubt. So that's what's up, man. Just kind of moving slow into this May, man. It's kind of moving like a snail, but it's a perfect good time too, though. That's what I like about it, because you know, gives you time to like I said, plan for something if you're having to do anything for the summer, man. You know, get yourself a getaway. You know, to one of the great states. That's selling. If you're not in, if you're in one of the great states that's selling, you know, find you something chill to do, you know. So we're gonna do all that. So anyway, we're gonna be back. When we come back, man, we're gonna hit off some news with some you know, things that get, you know, get you focused on helping the elderly, with some facts behind you. So, you know, if you're trying to, you know, your mom and your aunt, you can say, hey, you know, boom, hit them with some facts and whatnot. And then we're going to give you some tips on how you can do that. So we're going to ease it off real, real slow. And we'll get back to you right after the music.
Yeah. HerbBox is an independent organic company bringing style and class to the cannabis community with an exquisite, superior handcrafted medical and recreational container for the consciously cultural professional and the stiletto stoner. HerbBox is breaking down the stereotypes while bringing social awareness and fashionable credibility to the cannabis movement and business. Cannabis is a plant that can grow abundantly with much nurturing, and HerbBox is made up of the same genetic code. With your support, you will provide the love and nurturing that HerbBox needs in order to break out of the infant stage of the business process. Visit our website at herbbox.com, which is HERBBOXX.com. That's HERBBOXX.com. There you can see our magnificent boxes, read our blog, sign up for our future newsletter, and inquire about any future career opportunities. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Once again, we would like to thank you, and HerbBox would now like to propose a toast to entrepreneurial freedom and forward thinking, which is all because of you. Cheers.
Hey, we're back. Yo, so we're going to get into, we said this segment's all about caregiving. You being a caregiver, doing your part to spread love with the cannabis. You know, we jump up and down and, you know, cheer for cannabis, and that's cool, but we got to put it to some use to really do our part to help and to make sure we have some fact checking around. We got an article from, who's that from? High Times?
Yeah.
All right. So, L's going to hit y'all off with it.
Okay. Well, this one talks about marijuana and memory, how it could help elderly Alzheimer's patients.
You want to speak up?
You got me?
Yeah, I do.
I got me now. All right. Among the arguments for not legalizing marijuana is the fear of the impact it has on the brain. But research at the University of Bonn in Germany indicates that it may actually be good for memory, especially on the elderly, reversing brain aging and restoring learning ability. So far, the research led by Andreas Zimmer has only been done on mice. We repeated these experiments, he goes on to say, many times. It's a very robust and profound effect. Researchers have also found genetic mutations in mice that prevent the cannabis from working on their working properly on how they age and the effects of cannabis on the age differences between mice. But Zimmer wondered if stimulating the system in elderly mice would have the opposite effect. The dosages of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis Zimmer used, were small, far less than would be needed to cause psychoactive effects in middle-aged and elderly mice, given the same amount, as well as young mice that had that dose.
What is an elderly mice? Like
an older mouse.
But I'm just saying, what's the age of what do you, like do they do like 7 years like dogs or something? Like mm-hmm. The fuck is an old mice?
No, you ain't ready that bro. You ain't an OG yet.
Nah, exactly. Like get back in the cave. Mm-hmm. Get back in your wheel. I don't fucking
Well, he does go to say that a low dose reversed the age related decline in cognitive performance. There goes the age of mice between ages 12 and 18 months.
That's an old mice?
Mm-hmm.
What? Dang. 12 to 18 months?
Yeah. Lifespan, baby.
Damn.
Streets is hard, man.
What? Shit, I guess.
And it says when younger mice, so we're talking like 11 months and down. were given the same dosages, their performance declined, indicating the fully functional endocannabinoid system may have been overstimulated. He said that there is no formula for translating the mouse experiments to humans. He's planning human trials that will use purified THC rather than weed so dosages can be controlled.
Boom, there you go. So, I mean, you know, something to put out there. So when you're being a caregiver for, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, you know, but when your parents are older, when it's Mother's Day, I get both of them something. I just don't get one something. I mean, it's Mother's Day, but boom, you know, go ahead and just put both of them at the same time. Here's mom, here's dad, boom.
Here same thing for Father's Day. Then.
Same thing. I give, yeah, you know, here's mom, here's Father's Day, mother something too. You know, give both of the parents something. You know, them separate the two. That's if you're lucky to still have them. If not, you know, I understand. If one was an asshole, you know, whatever.
So would you give them the same type of card then?
Nah.
Because your mom would get...
Okay. Like if you get, like, I usually do perfume and then a cologne. You know. Something in that direction.
Hey, yeah. Bath and Body Works got a new scent. Pretty and Peach. Smells really good.
That's kind of a lame name, though. Pretty and Peach. I guess I right, pretty in pink, pretty in
yeah,
peach.
Yeah, pretty in pink, pretty in peach.
Yeah. Hmm.
That could have went harder, huh?
Not really. I guess, you know, myself personally, if when I like smelling a woman, I like the fragrances on a woman from Victoria's Secret. Me myself, a Bombshell is nice. Angel is nice. I guess another one. Kiss. I like the Victoria's Secret on a woman. Okay. Now, yeah. The Body Shop, they have some nice scents too, you know, for women, you know what I'm saying? So, used to let us stoners out there, man. What's up? What's happening? What's happening? But anyway, yeah, man, so that's one thing to do. So, I'm quite sure you're not going to have your parents vaping. So, when it comes to edibles, you know, you want to give them something to ease them, to help them go to sleep or give some pain. I mean, my old recipe I can give you. I mean, you can Google all day, but I just do a pound of butter and about, you know, half an ounce. But if, let's say you just had an eighth, or let's say you might just have, you know, a couple of grams. But then, you know, just do a stick of butter, you know, and put it in on top of the stove. Just let it simmer real low and sit there, and then put it through a strainer, you know, and cook you nice cookies or brownies or whatever, you know. So
point of note, that's the best way to incorporate that into food, right? Is using butter and then mixing it with a dish, right?
Right. I mean, you know, but you want to strain it, you know, because you don't want to just throw it in there.
Yeah, I know. You're not sprinkling.
Yeah, that's whackety-whack.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotcha.
So, if you want to get that to them, or better yet, I think, you know, coconut oil, if you do the same thing with coconut oil and put some cannabis in it, because, you know, you can use coconut oil to rub on you, you know, on your body. So, you know, you could use that just as well, you know? And do some coconut oil and then strain it and, you know, say, hey, mom, put this on, try this, you know, boom, 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 just work with something, you know what I mean? It's all about working. That's why it goes back to what I'm saying, like if you grow, like the last episode, you can be versatile and do different things, you know, not stuck in one, you know, spending our money on buying five and six. I've seen one of my partner, he bought like five or six big old bongs, man, costing about $300. He's like just collecting these bongs. Now they tight. I said, so if you spending this money, I said, are you gonna ever grow something? Oh no, I can't do that. I was like, okay. I mean, I'm cool. You got the pieces and all, but you just being a consumer, not a producer. Like at some point, won't you just go ahead and grow you one or two plants so you can use your bongs? But you got to keep on paying somebody and paying for, like, I don't know. I'm not, you know. One good piece, I would like to custom me a nice piece. I don't know what, but I would like to do it. You know, of course, I'm putting herb box on it all day long. You know, so I hope to even be selling those.
You should do an episode on that.
What?
The appreciation for the culture. Are you a consumer or a promoter of the culture?
Right. or just, you know, doing it for the hype of it. Because I'm not, you know, so, hey, man, for real, when you all do that that showcase, I do want to sponsor. Like, I want to be able, you, I mean, if y'all get a time and date that I can give out some swag bags, you know? Like, give some bags with some a towel in it. I'm going to do t-shirts because everybody, I'm going to do towels, grinder, and then, but I'm going to do a small little bag, you know?
Yeah.
You know, small little bag. And, you know, like, hey, here's a little swag bag for you. You know, got a towel, got a grinder, you know, got my card in there, got a, you know, a smell-proof bag with the logo on it, you know, boom.
The plan is to about a month from now be able to say,
that's
hey,
kind of rough. That's kind of...
This is the day. Work. Well, now the good thing is Chris has already been working on a show.
Okay.
And then the venue opened up to where they're allowing us a lot of leeway on being like, okay, what are y'all going to do? And it's pretty dope, actually.
Yeah, see, that's exactly... All right, so back on the thing. So, can we... I never made cannabis lotion, but I'm thinking that that's a way to do it. But if you wanted to go to some of the shops and get some of the cannabis lotion, I don't see why not. That can work. Google real quick how to make cannabis lotion.
How to make cannabis lotion.
Yeah, we'll see why that. I mean, that's a way to do it. So those are ways that you can do caregiving. And I would think that if you're going to give it to the elderly, vapor would be your best bet. You don't want to smoke, you know, a little vape. Kind of help them out, ease them into it. But I think more so the edibles and lotion, because it's for pain. They're not trying to get high. I mean, they're just trying to live comfortably in their last days and times. You know? So we don't want to, shit, trip them out. You know? Mm-hmm. That might be a little bit too much on their lungs, especially if you're not growing it organically. Or if you're not growing it or getting it from getting it off the street and trying to have them smoke it out, I don't think that's too cool. You know, that wouldn't be, you know, but to each his own. You know, to each his own. To each his own. And I would think what would be the best strand for someone elderly? I would think, I guess it would depend. And it could.
Depends on the person.
Yeah, I guess it would. You could kind of see what they needed for. You know, what you say? Somebody try to help them sleep. Of course, indica, keep them chill. Good body. You know, for body aches or just, you know, overall. But if you want a nice, get them moving around, alert, maybe a good sativa. I don't. Just never know. You find anything?
Yeah, I'm looking through a couple of them. It was literally just talking about what you were just talking about, that what would be the best kind and the amount you would use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said the ingredients can include coconut oil, shea butter, and beeswax.
Ah! I didn't think of the shea butter. So you could just fuse that with it and strain it, huh?
Yeah. And then you can add extras like grapeseed oil and aloe. So it says, one, get everything you need. Two, put up the... Put your double boiler or pot on. And then it has you put it in a machine that breaks down the decarboxylator. So it breaks down the carbon atoms in there. Simmer and stir occasionally for about 30 minutes. If you're adding any extras, add them now as the next step. And after that, store in your storage container and let cool. Store in a dark place for up to 2 months and enjoy.
Not bad. Not bad. Seems simple enough. Especially something that you're going to do. So the amount, I guess you can just play with. If you're going to do a little bit, a lot. But, you know, test it out and see. All right. Gardening tips. Man, real something simple to do. So if you're going to do all this, you want to buy, you want to grow, whatnot. Gardening tip. Of this week, I think last week I talked about carbonated waters and whatnot. I think this week we're going to get on to the best thing. I would have to say compost tea. Now, it's two ways of you know, you can good bacteria, you know, and then you got fungal dominated, all right, bacteria. And the secret ingredient this week we'll talk about is insect frass. That is beetle poop.
Nice.
It's a 2-2-2 NPK. All right. Doesn't burn the plant, so that can give you fungal. So if you're doing a, if you're doing a 5 gallon, you know, you're brewing up 5 gallons. Say you do one cup of worm castings and about no more than about, I think, half a cup or a fourth to a half a cup of you know, insect frass. I use a stocking, you know, women's old knee-high stockings, you know. Sit, get a little bucket, to water, air stone, air pump, go at it. What's so cool about it is the plant, nature, man, is real forgiving. So, you know, if it rather's, whether it is need, you know, doesn't want it, it's real forgiving. So, yeah, I just want to, you know, do that. Put that on the plant, keep it going, you know, keep that soil good. So, insect frass, you can catch some good prices, eBay, Amazon, or your local grow store, nursery, whatnot. Check it out. So, tip for the day. Anyway, man, we're going to sign out, and we'll hit you next week. Remember, man, be a caregiver, be a producer, not just a consumer. All right, pass it on. You know, it's all about getting down to the roots. Everybody can be the fruit, but you got to be the root.
Gotcha. Before we sign out, we want to congratulate France for the new president. Man, I can't pronounce his name, but...
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He selected a new president.
He was a Democrat, right? He was going against that lady.
Yeah.
That lady was kind of, she was kind of Trumpish, wasn't she? She was talking about getting rid of all the immigrants over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of was a blowback to Trump. So he kind of won because people seen him as Trump. So they like, this. Yeah, yeah.
Trump tweeted about that in a subtle way. He was like, she's the Trump version of him in the Europe.
Right.
European politics.
Yeah, she don't need that endorsement. Yeah. I would have been like, no. But you know what I'm going to tell you on the cool? I've been listening to this dude. Casey. Governor Casey of Ohio. Mm-hmm. He's a Republican. But the dude sounds more like a Democrat. Or he sounds like a dude that should be independent. And he was like, yo, I'm not with... He said, I went on and bailed out. If it's all about name calling, that's not what I'm about, you know. And which is understandable. He was on Bill Maher this last Friday. If y'all get a chance, man, check him out. He was on NPR. He has a book out, so you know he's been doing his tours around. Him and the other senator, she has a book out. So everybody doing their books, man. They hitting it. What do you think about Obama speaking to Wall Street for the money? A lot of people don't like it. Like, why is he talking to Wall Street? I mean, you know, they're going to...
He could be talking about a lot of other things.
Right. But, like, you know, he getting that bag.
Mm-hmm.
So how you going to get mad at him, but not get mad at, like, worry about other people's pocket? That's another thing, man. I want to say congratulations to the Ball family. Hey, man, I like what that boy is doing. Lonzo Ball and his father, you know, they're going and making their own shoe. They're doing their own thing. They're not trying to have Nike or Adidas. And listen, I don't like people laugh at them like, they shoe. And, you know, hey, man, as an entrepreneur myself, I understand where you're coming from. And if Kanye can come out here and drop some shoes and y'all pay $700 to $1,000,
still can't find
him. You know what I'm saying? And sell out. And this man saying, why is he making that money for Adidas when he can do his own? You know, And Kanye probably setting it up where he can do his own, and he should.
I mean,
but that's the plan. Come on, Adidas was dead in the water until Run DMC saved them.
Yeah.
They dead in the water now because they're getting blowed out by Nike. But Kanye's saving them. You know what I'm saying? They always had entertainers saving them. They need to just, you know, go ahead and just call, you know, don't even call yourself no sports shoe. You just a shoe. But I dig the model, man. And I like the way his father's trying to do that. So big up to that, man. Anyway, man, we see y'all next week, man. Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. Man, and if you need anything done on the website, y'all still haven't called or emailed or anything. What's wrong with you? You know your stuff ain't up to par. What you know you need you? It. Call me Vine.
What's wrong with you?
What's going on? So you're new to go ahead and do that. But most of all, getting ready for the summer. We're going to take a little hiatus for a month coming up. And it's summertime. You know, y'all got other things to do. Y'all don't want to hear our voices. But please, if you got anything to do, the one thing you need to be doing is seeing, reaching out and saying, yo, can you make me a custom box? Christmas coming up. Listen, don't wait till the last minute. Get you a dope box. Let me customize. That's what I do. I customized one last Christmas, and now I'm turning it that way. So I'm getting some new colors in and all that stuff, man. I got the hemp box. It's done, but it just need a little bit more tweaking. A little bit more tweak. And we're ready to go. We're ready to rock and roll. Roll and rock. Alright. Alright, man. We out, man. I'm just talking. Alright. Hit him with some music on the way out.
We out.
Peace.
You have now entered the Root Zone. Everyone, welcome to the Root Zone. Yes. Covering from east to west, none to the south. Here we chant it out.
Who to be conscious?
Yes, I.
Slashia.
Not sure.
Hear me now. From me, I'm driving on my car. You hear it from afar. Roots on me, I'm thumping hard. When heritage, they pan and stay sure. Hard is stupid, no strictly roots, and we are thumping hard. So until they hang ya, I root you, I go get. Roots are with culture, and this we not forget. So where and near and far, earth, moon, and star, over everything else, yeah. I and I say strictly roots. If you're nothing else could make you feel like this. Feel it in your soul, feel it in your heart. This your roots music, it make them attack. So whether near or far, earth, moon or star, over everything else, yeah. I and I say strictly roots. Everything we play has strictly roots.
Yes, I,
strictly roots.
Everything me do from me band, so me now sell out the roots for no fame. I stick the roots high and I come be proclaim. Tell it to every nation, this is a revelation. The roots embedded in the land to overstand. So no matter where them try, the roots will never die. Take it from mind.
I and I say strictly roots. Everything we play has strictly roots.
Where we say
strictly roots. Strictly roots, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
looking on various street corners, I'm sure you've seen it yourself, standing on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue or green, red, and black, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready, sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that we've written particularly for the brothers on the street corners.
Yo. Herbbox. herbboxx.com. Accessories say a lot about a person. And Herbbox says you are exquisite and superior. Peace.
Herbbox, H-E-R-B-O-X.